Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 30th, 2020, NCSL COVID-19 Webinar, Housing and Homelessness. Webinar Series. The National Conference of State Legislatures, NCSL, is holding a series of webinars related to the COVID-19 outbreak. The latest webinar addresses housing, homelessness, and youth homelessness issues. The information contained in this article is current as of the webinar on April 24, 2020. The webinar was recorded and has been posted on the NCSL's webpage. United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, Assistant Secretary for Housing Commissioner and Federal Housing Commissioner Brian Montgomery provided an overview of what the HUD and the federal administration are working on relating to housing, homelessness, and COVID-19. The March 27, 2020 enactment of the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748, provided over $12 billion in new appropriations to the HUD, $5 billion in Community Development Fund, $4 billion Homeless Assistance Grants / Emergency Solutions Grants, $1.250 billion Tenant-Based Rental Assistance, $1 billion Project-Based Rental Assistance, $685 million Public Housing Operating Fund, $300 million Native American Programs, $65 million Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS, $50 million Housing for the Elderly Section 202, $15 million Housing for Persons with Disabilities, Section 811. National Conference of State Housing Agencies. Jennifer Schwartz, Director of Tax and Housing Advocacy for the National Council of State Housing Agencies, NCSHA, provided an overview of what state housing agencies are doing related to COVID-19. State legislation. The states have introduced 21 bills addressing housing and homelessness. There have been 11 bills introduced to establish programs to aid either tenants, landlords, or both. There have been 9 bills introduced to address evictions. There has been 1 bill introduced to suspend interest payments on collections. Of those 21 bills, 2 have been enacted. Arizona has enacted Senate Bill 1690, Budget Procedures, Budget Reconciliation 2020-2021. The act establishes the Crisis Contingency and Safety Net Fund. The fund can be used for a number of things, including housing assistance, payments to prevent eviction or foreclosure, and support of entities that provide services for homeless persons, including shelter, food, clothing, and transportation. New Jersey has enacted Assembly Bill 3859, moratorium on removals of individuals due to evictions or foreclosures. The act provides that enforcement of all judgments for possession, warrants of removal, and writs of possession are stayed unless the court determines on its own motion or motion of the parties that enforcement is necessary in the interest of justice during the time a public health emergency or a state of emergency has been declared by the governor. The NCSL provides a database for state legislation on housing and homelessness, youth homelessness. Patricia Giulianelle, Director of Program Advancement and Legal Affairs, School House Connection, provided information on the causes of youth homelessness and actions being taken to address youth homelessness. Additional webinars and information. The NCSL will hold webinars on continuity of state government and elections, fiscal and economic issues, and more topics in the coming weeks. More information on COVID-19 is available from the LSA upon request and from the web pages that accompany this fiscal update article. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6256.